Yani God wants everybody to be saved. God wants the salvation. But when we take care of our salvation, when we pay attention to this, God will be happy, will be pleased. For example, when you get good grades in your school, your parents will be happy. They will not benefit anything from your grades. If you became a great lawyer or a great physician or a famous engineer, whatever, they will not get anything. But because they love you, this pleases them. Okay? So God will not get anything in himself because he doesn't need our worship. He doesn't need our prayer. He doesn't need my help. But because he loves us so much, he loves us so much. And when we fast, we are working on our spirituality. We are working on how to be a good Christian. And this definitely pleases him. So in this way, I'm giving God this satisfaction, if satisfaction is a proper way. So God will be happy when he sees us fasting, because that means we are working on our salvation. We are working on our salvation. So maybe this leads to the second point. What's the relation between fasting and salvation? How fasting can affect you? Fasting, you mean it is a word that confess my fears. If that's what you mean, I can rephrase it in a different way. Fasting is a commandment from God. It's a commandment in the Bible. We should fast. And if we believe in the Bible, that's my faith. I have to show it in a practical way. So when I fast, I am showing my belief. I'm obeying God. I'm obeying God. So in this way, it's unifying faith and love. That's what you mean? Yeah. So maybe the simplest answer, why do we fast? Because God commanded us to fast. And as his children, we obey him. So if he ordered us to fast, then we will fast because simply it is a commandment. But the question here, why God commanded us to fast? Why God commanded us to fast? Every commandment has a reason. And again, that's my question. What is the relation between fasting and my salvation? Is there a relation? Between salvation and fasting. Fasting is one of the weapons that defeat the devil. As our Lord Jesus Christ said, this kind, the devil, cannot come out by anything except by prayer and fasting. You know this story when Jesus descended from the Mount of Transfiguration? And he found the disciples trying to cast out a demon from an angry child, and they couldn't. And Jesus ordered the evil spirit to leave the child, and he cast the demon. So the disciples asked Jesus, why we couldn't cast this demon? No, Jesus said to them, "This kind cannot come out by anything except by prayer and fast." And to work on your salvation, that's a spiritual war. War against whom? Against the devil. So you have to be well prepared to this war. And one of the ways to prepare yourself to this war is to fast. Because through fasting, you get this power, this victory, to defeat the devil, to overcome the devil, to be victorious in your life, to be victorious in your spiritual war against the devil. So, if you go to a war between, you know, America and another country, and you don't have any weapons with you, what is the end result? What's the conclusion? Yeah. But if you are ready and well prepared, then you will overcome the enemy. The number one. So it is a spiritual weapon against the devil. What else? Why we fast? Number one, because it is pleasing to God that He sees us working on our salvation. Number two, it's a commandment from God, and as a good Christian, we have to obey God's word. And number three, it is a spiritual weapon against the devil. What are other reasons? Why do we fast? Our bodies. You mean discipline, control. And this number four. It is a self-discipline. Self-discipline. You know, self-discipline is important factor in success in general. Try to apply it to anything. Study and to work hard, that's a self-discipline. And if you don't know how to discipline yourself to study and to focus on your work, you will not be a successful person. To be successful in your job and to achieve a good career, you have to have self-discipline. If I am a lazy person, I cannot achieve a good life. So, self-discipline is an important factor in success in general. And self-discipline is an important factor in your spiritual growth and your spiritual success and your spiritual progress. For example, why we commit sins? Why we say bad words? Because I'm not controlling my tongue. If I can control my tongue, I cannot say, I will not say bad words. But because I am lacking this, I say bad words. How to control your tongue? That's what we call it, self discipline. Why I am so weak in front of temptation? Why I am so weak in front of smoking? Why I'm so weak in front of drinking? Why I'm so weak when somebody want me to go with him to a nightclub? Why I'm so weak and I do all this stuff and I know that these things hurt me? Because I am lacking self-discipline. But if I can say, self-discipline means simply when you can say no to yourself. No, you have to get up early to go to school. have to not to go to bed until you finish your work. It's a self-discipline. When and how to say no. It's a self-discipline. And fasting is training you to say no. No, I'm not going to eat this because I'm fasting. Yeah, I like ice cream, but I don't eat it. I will not eat it today and for 55 days because I am fasting. So here you are developing this habit or this virtue of self-control. I will say no against my own desires. I will say no against what I want. So when the devil start to tempt you with any sin, now you have this ability to say no. So it's easy, it becomes easy for you to say no, I will not do this. And in this way you are strengthening your power, your will. So fasting is a way, a method that helps me to strengthen my will. Fasting is a method that helps me to discipline myself. So it will not help me only in spirituality, but it helps me in other areas of life. Because I will be able to say yes and no. If I'm not able, believe me, many of us ruin their life because they are not able to say no. Yeah, sometimes you say no to good things. All of us are clever, but I want you to be good in saying no to bad things, not to good things. Fasting helped me to do this. Okay. I think another point, but I want to separate these two points from each other, self-discipline in general, and maybe what Mira, trying to say to my body is the victory of the spirit over the body. This is another point. You know, as St. Paul explained in his letters, there is a constant war between flesh and spirit. You know why this war exists? Spirit is taken from God, and flesh is taken from earth. Which is Sahkida, when God created Adam, he created his flesh from the earth and spirit from God. Okay. So tendency to spirit is to pull you where? To God. Because the origin of spirit from God. And the flesh tries to pull you where? Down. And always there is this struggle, this war between spirit and flesh. Spirit tries to pull you up, and flesh tries to pull you down. And there's usually a constant struggle between flesh and spirit. And St. Paul mentioned this several times in his letters. Against the shadow of the roof on which the hill to begin. So, and I think I mentioned this to you before. If I let my spirit overcome my body, I'll be a spiritual person. If I let my body overcome my spirit, I'll be a carnal person, earthly person. There is a heavenly person, an earthly person. So, if you focus more on the needs of the flesh and neglect the needs of the spirit, you will be a earthly person, a carnal person. if you focus more on the needs of the spirit and neglect the needs of the flesh, you will be a spiritual person. And during the time of fasting, we are neglecting the needs of the spirit to the extent that we can perform our daily duties. So we neglect it to this extent. But we focus more on our spiritual life. And in this way, you are strengthening your spirit and making spirit your spirit in charge. You are making the spirit the leader of your body. And in this way, you become a spiritual person. And that's what fasting helps you to do. Fasting helps you to strengthen your spirit to be a spiritual person, to have power in your spirit more than in your flesh. So, why? Because it is a commandment, self-discipline, spiritual weapon against the devil, victory to the spirit over the body, and giving God or pleasing God, because God, we show him that we work on our salvation. What else? And my relationship with God, that's what we are saying. You know, when you work and focus more on your spirit, you are strengthening your relationship with God, because you, that's a spiritual person. You know, that's a spiritual person. What else? Why do we have? What is the difference between the wild and the domestic animals? Okay, if you have a little cat or a little dog in your house, what kind of food you feed him to make him wild? Yeah, raw meat. You know, if you feed your cat or dog raw meat, eventually it will turn into, he will have to be wild. It's a scientific fact. Do you agree about it? Okay. The point is, eating meat, that's scientific, hardens my body, not my heart. Hardens. And to be more compassionate, I have to abstain from this. Okay. And that is why, in God's plan, when he created Adam and Eve, when you, if you read it in Genesis, chapter 1, that ordered them just to eat vegetables and fruits. Because he wants them to have a kind heart. However, it's not absolute, you know. Cain didn't eat meat, but he killed his brother. But it is, you know, the factor that helps. And actually, those, for example, those who are vegetarian, have kinder heart than non-vegetarians. But I'm not asking you to be vegetarians, but as I'm just asking, it will help you to keep your heart kind. And that's why the original plan for God is to allow human just to eat vegetables and fruits. And in fasting, we go back to the original plan. Because as you read in Genesis, God only allowed people to eat meat after حد يعرف؟ يعني الناس ما كانوش بياكلوا لحم لغاية عهد جديد لغاية بطرس بيتر؟ نعم. بنو السلوى ما كانوش بياكلوا اللحم قبل كده؟ نعم. This is the right answer. After the flood. God allowed human being to eat meat after the flood. You can eat it in Genesis chapter 9. But before this, no, it wasn't allowed. And before this, you see how people lived longer than after the flood. Like, الناس كانوا عايشوا 900 و 800 700 after the flood. They start to work in 90, 80. Those people who eat meat back home smell bad. Now we mention this is another point about eating about fasting. Do you know that some poor families, like the homeless here, or like some poor families in our motherland Egypt, they don't eat meat except once or twice every year? Do you know this? That's for families. Some people, because maybe Hannah acts for peace, but it's in Egypt. And yet, many, 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 many poor people in Egypt, they don't eat meat except once or twice. So the point is, when you live some time, 2 months, without eating meat, you will feel for them, and you will develop this merciful and kind heart. You see how these people live their life. Okay. And, you know, the spirit of the commandment was, actually, in fasting, I neglect to a little bit the needs of the flesh. So I speak in the language of money as the West speak. If your budget for food, you know, during a regular month is, say, $200 for the family, for example. I'm expecting during the fast, your budget will become higher? Lower. So, if you spend $200 for food, you know, on regular days, I'm expecting this budget to be, for example, $100 or $50 during fasting. So, this difference between the budget during fasting and the budget while you are not fasting should go to the poor plus the regular donation, plus your, you know, prices, plus your funds, extra time. So actually you abstain and you fast and you lower your budget to save some money to send it to the poor who don't eat meat except once or twice every year. But if I am entertaining myself more in fasting and my budget increases in fasting, well, there is a big question mark on my fasting. So just think about it in this way. But the point I want to tell you is to develop this merciful heart, to feel for the poor. Ashkeda, during the fasting, what you hear in thinking here it shares. Blessed are blessed are the merciful. مش قلت لك كده في الانجليزي ولا ايه؟ طب انا اروح مع المسكين كله. طب انا اروح مع المسكين لان الرحمه تحب عليهم. And that's the balance between charity or the relation between charity and fast. يبقى احنا قلنا تعالوا نراجع مع بعض why we fast. Number one. Please God. Number two. Command. Number three. Self-discipline. Number four. Victory of the spirit over the body. Number five. Defeat the devil of the devil. Number six. Kind of heart. And number seven. Yeah, to relate to the poor. ما تنسوش بقى 7 بوينتس دول. اوكي؟ كده. يا بيرفكت. خلصنا الفيرست بوينت. اوريك. السكند بوينت واي وي دونت فاست. تو مي ذير از نو ريزن. ذاتس واي ونتينج تو سبيك مور اباوت ذيس كيما ان ذيس بوينت. But then to me, when I try to prevent the whistle, as I think, why we shouldn't fast? Why we don't fast? After fucker, and that there is no reason. So if you agree about this point, we'll move to the third one. But no, really, I want to hear from you why we don't fast. Medical reasons, that's a good point. If you are clinically and medically not able to fast, yeah, that's fine. Get absolution from your father's confession, and Abuna will give you absolution, and you are allowed to take communion after this. So if there is a medical reason that prevents you from fasting, that's fine. Just go to Abuna, tell him, but don't yani. Don't use to know I have some headache. medical and clinically means and then you went to your physician and physician said no you cannot fast. Just عشان تقول ان انا begin strength colleague who and I said I don't have genes within the family. No, that's not medical. You have a medical problem, you went to your physician and your physician insists no you cannot fast. And I just said, Baba, say, go to a Christian, devout, religious physician. Because if you just go to any physician, okay, you don't, that's fine. Okay. So, my point, you have to be really serious. And you have really a medical problem, Rabbana ma yismahsh yani, and really you cannot fast. And in this situation, go to Abuna, Abuna will give you a solution, and then you are allowed to take communion while you are not fasting. Okay? So I can understand this more. What else? Too long. Okay. I like this. Let me ask you a question here. For example, working is helpful to you when you go to work. It's helpful to you. Just pick anything you want to do. And you see it is helpful for your whatever, growth, success, progress, whatever. Pick anything and tell me because I cannot think about it. Huh? Studying is helpful to you. If something you feel it is helpful to you, you want to do more of it or less of it? That's my question. يعني مثلا انت احيانا تحبوا تحس having fun is helpful to you. You enjoy doing this and it's helpful to your whatever give you some satisfaction, whatever. So you want to do more of it, well, a little bit more of it, because you like it and you feel it is helpful. So my question here, when you fast, is it helpful or not helpful? After we mentioned the 7 points, is it helpful or not helpful? Helpful. So if it's helpful, the logic say, should ask more of it or less of it? More of it, that's the logic. And you know, this is exactly what Lillian said, was said in the Old Testament. He went to God and they said to him, it's too long, do something for us. ربنا قال لهم نفس الإجابة اللي أنا قلتها. معاك بايبل يا دنيا؟ ليه؟ مش انت سألت السؤال؟ اوكي. شابتر 7 read from first verse. Send to the priest and ask them, should I weep in the 5th month? Weep means what? Yeah, but what did they mean? Should I weep in the 5th month? Huh? What does this mean? Why he say weep, not pray? What does this mean? Good, repent. Because repentance means crying over your sins, weeping and mourning over your sin. So weep means the true repentance, I'm crying over my sins. Okay? So be all at home. And this is the relation, as we'll speak about the relationship between fasting and repentance, fasting and weeping. So should I weep in the 5th month? That means should I fast in the 5th month and I weep and I cry for my sins and fast as I have done for so many years? It's enough. I did for so many years. That's too long for me. Then the word of the Lord. What is the meaning of the response? Can Homa, they asked God, should we weep and fast on the 5th month? So the message is, when you fasted and mourned, and again, you know, mourn means what? Weeping, again, repentance. In the 5th and 7th months, he added the 7th month. She just asking about the 5th, but God responded 5th and 7th. Okay? During those 70 years, because they were asking so many years, so God just reminding them 70 years. Did you really fast for me? For me? What's the question here? Did you really fast for me? For me? Yeah, when you fasted, it's not for, yeah, it's for me in a way, but who's going to benefit from it? You, it's not me. So if it's helpful for you, and if it is beneficial for you, then what I'm expecting from you? To ask more of it or less of it? More of it. عشان كده كان من لهم قال لهم, and when you eat and when you drink, do you not eat and drink for yourselves? So the message that God is trying to tell them is, when you fast, you are fasting for whom? For whose sake? Yourself. So, if something is helpful to you, if something is beneficial to you, you want more of it or less of it? If you really care about yourself, if you really care about your progress, about your success, about your growth, then what I'm expecting? To ask more of it or less of it? What do you expect, really? More of it. Good. Okay. So, what are other reasons? Other than too long. Yeah, this is a very, very good reason why not to fast. Because maybe some of you will say, I fasted for so many years, but I didn't feel that fasting was helpful. Yes, I fasted, but I didn't feel that it's beneficial. It didn't change anything in my life. So why should I fast? Yeah, I believe and I agree with you. If it works, and if it is beneficial, I should ask more of it. But my experience tells me, no, it is not beneficial. It didn't change my life. It didn't change, I didn't feel that my spirit defeated my, well, led my body. And I didn't feel that I have this power of over the devil. Oh, what you are saying is just theoretical. But in reality, I didn't expect all this. So, why should I fast? I tried before, but it didn't work. To answer this question, I have to go to the third point. Why sometimes fasting, or I cannot experience benefits in fasting? And to answer this question, how can I fast in the proper way? So just, I'm keeping my comment to this point. To when we move to the third point. Remarco? Like, actually, that is what I'm trying to explain to you in the third point, why my experience about fasting tells me that fasting is not beneficial. Right? So just keep this in your mind, and I'm gonna address it a few minutes later. What are other reasons? I don't agree. Because here you can stop by any food store or any restaurant, you find something to eat. And like, if there is a well, there is a well. I know some of this site, some friends, people on a strong diet, right? So, right? That's I do, and that's I do. Okay? And if you are on a diet, like, I see how persistent you are not to eat this and to eat that. So if you do it for your diet, do it for God. The one point. Another point, I think, I had to do it, it's not practical, and I don't find anything to eat. I don't agree. from my own experience. I'm on the road every day and I never found it a problem. يعني many restaurant and actually أنا أول عشان كده because you know that يعني restaurant بيعملوا بيشتري يعني ساندويتش بيشتري فود وممكن تروح تشوف restaurant وتاكل ممكن تاخد سندوتشات معاك في البيت في some cookies بتبقى سهلة تاخدها معاك في العربية وقت ما تروح whatever so if you don't know her just meet me after the meeting give you a list of the restaurant, a list of some cookies you can have. Meet me, just meet me after the meeting and I'll tell you. وعلى فكرة بتبقى حاجات رخيصة يعني بتروح البادجت should be low برضه مش هخلي البادجت بتاعك تقع so don't worry about it. That's a good point. I don't prepare my food on my own. I'm fasting. It's hard for me to fast. Here there is a strategy. Number one in the strategy, you can come and see Abuna or see your Sunday school teacher and then maybe we'll address it to the whole family. And if we succeed to convince the whole family or to persuade the whole family to fast, so this problem is solved. Number two, in your strategy, you can speak to your parents, or to your mom, fix the food. If you really care about me, if you really care about my spirituality, if you really love me, as you say all the time, then fix some food for me. And that, it will show. If you really love me, but I don't love you. Be number two. And number three, you can give them some options. They're like, no, I'm not going to eat from the food. It's just one of the food. No, okay. You can cook all the food fasting. You can do the food daily. In another, you can slow it down. If all this failed and you couldn't persuade them, then just eat the vegetable and the rice and whatever is fasting, and leave what is not fasting. You know what I mean? يعني مثلا تيجي تاخد خد الحاجات اللي هي فيها بس just كل سلطة رخيص كله whatever وخلي الحاجة الفطار الجنب كل الصيام بس طبعا ده بيبقى جامد مع يعني في الفطار انت بتقول الكنيسة I think the problem دي بقى فين مش with the family كانت with some people some youth اللي هم لما كانوا في الارمي من ايجيبت and during the fast it is very hard to ask you know the army to prepare a special food for them so the advice that was given to them is just يعني put the meat inside and just eat what's available and that's fine so there is a way there is a will that if you really want to fast, you will be able to persuade them. When I think to rule in India, you are so obedient, you will be able to persuade them. 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 ما تروحوش الموفي دين وبتعملوا بتروحوا معاه مش معنى عارف ليه بيبقوا سو اوبيدينت خلاص لا دي دي مش على كل ما يقدر الرسل اتقالت لما يروحوا يزوروا فنوع من انواع النص كل مما يقدم لكم عن انا مثلا ككاهن بروح بزور اسره واقعد عندهم ما اقعدش بقى اتامر اعملوا لي ده ما تعملوش ده الحاجه الموجوده في الافريقيا كلها لكن دي على الخدمه وعلى الرسل مش على الصيام. So there is a way. There is a way. And if your family at home said to you, no, there is a strategy and you can convince them, you can persuade them. وخلي صدقوني في بعض families. When they saw their children, يعني أنا once I said to واحد يعني, tell them just eat supper. during هم بيبقوا في البيت في صلاة العشاء. So after 1 week الأم يعني couldn't bear with this and start to fix him some food for second week. وبعدين she found it it's too much for her to fix two kinds of food, so from the third week the whole family fasted. And this person was, you know, whatever, is a messenger of God to this family to teach them. What are other reasons? Yeah, it has to be this way. And I'm gonna create this when I move to the third part. If it affects your if it affects your performance, that means you, maybe this person is anemic or you know, has some medical reasons. It shouldn't. But it affects and again we will move to the first point if there is a medical reason, then no. Don't do it this way. But if in a, in a healthy in a healthy person, it shouldn't affect his body. The time. Actually, you have to discuss on a personal basis with your father for permission. Because if a person didn't get used to it, I will start with him, for example, with 11. But with other person, maybe I ask him to fast until 3. With some person, maybe ask him to fast until 5. So it depends. خلاص move to the third point. So كلكم هيبقى هتفصلوا كده بالطريقة دي. There is no reason. Okay, now we go to the point which to me that is the main point. I fasted before, but my experience tells me that there is no benefits in fasting. All these benefits are theoretical. I didn't feel it before, and I didn't feel that my life has changed. So, before I answer this question, let me give you another. You know, when I came from Egypt 9 years ago, I was a computer to my illiterate. مش كده صح؟ Yeah. And still I am. So, I found you know, the computer in the office and I entered and I tried to play, to just to write, to do anything. And I stayed for 5 hours, and I didn't do anything. Next day, I sit for another 5 hours, and I couldn't achieve anything. 3 days, but maybe if I stayed more, I would do something. Sit 7 hours, and I didn't do anything. So I said, my experience said to me that computer is not good. Is not helpful, is not beneficial. So let's get rid of all computers and do the work the way we used to do it. Okay? And I start to sell my opinion to others. Don't use computers. My experience, because I tried and tried to use computer, But my experience said to me it is not health. So, how do you respond? No, it was a good confusion. Here, where is the problem? Yeah, I have it. Exactly. Anna, I didn't know how to work on the computer. So my experience was that bad, not because the computer is bad, but because I don't know how to do it. Right? So if your experience about fasting is fasting is not helpful, this is not because fasting is not helpful, but because we don't fast in the proper way. We don't know how to fast. Okay? So when you know this thought came to your mind, just remember my story with the computer. Okay? With all, I have to learn first how to fast, then I will experience the fast in a good way. Do you agree about this? So, here about how to fast in a good way. Number one, not to focus on food more than your spirituality. Fasting is a spiritual thing. So, if during fasting you focus mainly on food, what do I eat? I don't like this, I like that. Then the mental purpose of fasting is not there. Fasting mainly is a spiritual action. And I want you to experience depth in your relationship with God in fasting more than you know the rest of the year. يعني الكلام ده يعني زي ما الترنيمة بتقول الصوم مش هو الجوع لكنه التوبة والرجوع. Fasting is not starvation but repentance and returning back to God. That's fasting. So, fasting doesn't work alone. Fasting doesn't work. For fasting to work, it has to work with other things. Fasting work with prayer. During the whole fast, you hear opponent in the fraction says fasting and prayer. So my question for those who didn't experience benefits in fasting, my first question, did you pray? If your answer is no, then no wonder you didn't experience benefits in fasting. For fasting to work, you have to pray. They might take some medication, say, oh, like, this medication needs to be taken with this. Needs to be taken for food, needs to be taken for your meal or during the meal. You know? For this to work, it has to be accompanied with something else. And that's why on Sunday, you will hear in the gospel about two things that should accompany your fasting so that your fasting will be a help to you. So ask yourself, number one, do I pray with fasting? If the answer is no, then start with this. Pray while you are fasting. And that is will be very helpful because this combination works with fasting and prayer, fasting and prayer, fasting and prayer. So that's number one. And when you pray, I want you to pray, you know, spiritually, just not reciting some words, but just try to experience the depth of prayer. I don't want you just to fast and to change dairy with non-dairy. No, that's not fasting. That's starvation. But fasting is a spiritual act. So fasting should be accompanied with prayer. Fasting doesn't work alone. Remember this. Fasting doesn't work alone. Fasting works with prayer. Number two, with charity. Fasting, and these are the three things you will hear on Sunday. Fasting, prayer, charity. Fasting works with charity. So, you have to, whatever, give some of your money extra than what you used to. Because if just you give whatever to or what's regular to you, then where is the relationship between charity and donation and fasting? And as I explained to you the difference in your budget, that's what you should, you know, donate. And this show your mercy and your kind heart and your compassion to the poor. So fasting works with prayer, fasting works with charity. Fasting work will be Hagadah. Then I'll calculate the two of the prayer. With repentance. With repentance. I cannot imagine a fasting person who goes to nightclub every weekend. The only fasting is not working. Of course, it won't be working. I cannot imagine a fasting person who stays up late on Sunday night watching TV and come to the liturgy late and say to me, fasting is not working. No wonder. I cannot imagine a person who is not trying to change his bad habits. He's not trying to improve in himself spiritually and say fasting is not working. So repentance means change in your life. I cannot imagine a person who didn't repent and confess at all and who didn't take communion at all during the fasting and say fasting is not working. Of course, I can understand why it's not working. So try it this way. Try to pray, do charitable works or deeds, and repent while you are fasting. And at the end of the fasting, tell me your experience. And I promise you, you will experience a totally different life. Try to work more on your spirituality by reading more in the Bible, by memorizing some verses in the Bible, by reading more spiritual books. You have to do more. In fasting, you are focusing more on your spirit and neglecting your body. Focusing more on your spirit means reading more in the Bible. Try to apply what you read to your life. Reading more in the fathers, in the spiritual books. Go to church more. If you go Sunday, choose another day and go. Sunday and Wednesday, for example. Try to attend more liturgy. Try to go to confession. Try to repent. Try to pray. Try to donate. Do all these things. And then see how fasting will be helpful. But if you didn't change anything in your life and then just change it the type of food, yeah, it's starvation to be starvation, it will not be a fast. And that's why I want you either tonight or tomorrow to write your goals. تقول كده at the end of the fast I want to be more and less more whatever and less whatever for example at the end of the fasting my goal is to be more praying person and less angry that's your goal and then make a plan how you achieve this goal for example if you don't pray at all and at the end of the fasting you want to be a praying person so your plan طبعا under the guidance of supervision of your father confession your plan I'm going to start first week by just praying thanksgiving prayer every morning and night okay you succeeded to this in second week add for example Psalm 50 and so on just have a plan and try to keep this plan and try to follow up yourself and be very specific I want to work on this because if you say okay I'll be more spiritual and you don't have a plan at the end of the fast you will find yourself didn't do anything but I want you to be concrete and to be very specific and very clear on what you want to do okay for example at the end of the fast Anna I will read the four gospels that's your goal and every day I'll pick one verse and I try to apply it in my life make a goal like this at the end of the fast Anna, I will control my temper. And every night before going to bed, see how much you controlled your temper and pray for it and see if there is progress or regress. And follow up yourself with your father's confession. If you have a good plan, good idea of what you want to do, believe me, at the end of the fast, you will experience a totally different life. The last point about fasting, how to fast. Ramadan talk fast works with other things. Prayer, charity, repentance, spiritual enrichment through spiritual readings, you know, and attending the church more, attending the liturgy more, etc. But fasting itself, should be on three levels of dimensions. Number one, the definition of fasting is to abstain from food for a certain time and then eat vegetarian or non-dairy products. That's the definition of fasting from from the ascetic view. You know, the first meal, we call it what? Breakfast means what? Break? Fast. That's breakfast. So, if you wake up and eat your breakfast, you are breaking the fast. Right? So, and if you eat your breakfast, you are a vegetarian, you are not a fasting person. To be a fasting person, you have to abstain for some time from eating and drinking, and then start eating. And again, this should be under the guidance of your father. Maybe your father fishing will tell you, okay, fast 11, 12, 1, 2, whatever. But there should be some sort of agreement. And maybe, some sort of gradual progress. And I remember my father of confession when I was in sixth grade, we start to speak with him على حتى the fasting with abstinence from food وكده. He started with me قال لك الأول إيه I want you just to drink water but not to eat until 12 And then قال لي not eat after 12 but you can drink water after 10. يعني he started with me gradually. بعدين قال لي okay can you combine both؟ ممكن تقدر تقعد لغاية 12 without eating and drinking. يعني ممكن تقعد لغاية الساعة واحدة and so on. So your father's profession will take you step by step in this process. يعني he will not start with you like fast until 7 p.m. دي أول نمبر. الحتة التانية في الفاستنج is regarding, and I think I mentioned before, regarding the quality and quantity. يبقى 3 dimension, abstinence, quality and quantity. If مثلا you are fasting وبعدين you went home and لقيت ماما عاملة لك قصارة فرحت زعلت انا ما بحبش القصارة دي انا مش عارف ايه you are not fasting. عارفين ايه القصارة ولا مش عارف؟ تبقاش فاست. يعني if you are angry about the kind of food, about the quality of food, then you are not a fasting person. Because fasting means self-discipline. And you are not controlling yourself. So, fasting is training how to accept the food that you don't like. And in this way, you are developing self-discipline, self-control. And regarding the quantity, like where to just eat what's enough to do your daily duties and your responsibilities. Because, يعني, for some other religion, the whatever month of fasting is a month of eating. And I don't understand how this works together. So you have to be cautious about what you eat and have that quantity. So if you want to have a plan to practice during this phase, number one in your plan is to particularly number one in your plan is to it's too fast. Number one is too fast. Starting Monday. There is no reason not to fast. So I'm expecting all of you to fast effective Monday. Right? Do you agree about this? Yes. So that's number one. Number two, you have to pray. And start gradually and grow. Number three, you have to repent. Search yourself, examine yourself, make an appointment, go see your father of confession, and repent, and take communion. Number four, make a plan what you want to change in your life. At the end of the fasting, I want to be and not to be. I want to be a merciful person. I want to be a meek person, I want to be a humble person, and not to be an angry person, and not to be a liar, and not to be whatever. So, what you want to be and what you don't want to be. And write it down. Put it in your desk, put it in your room. Make like a label. At the end of this fast, I want to be and not to be. And if you have these goals in front of your eyes, very, very clear, work on it and share it with your father of confession. I hope and I pray that at the end of the fasting this year, you will have a different experience. I think go and discuss with Father Fisher. Yani, in my yani, my opinion, at least you have to, and if it is 55 days, you have to at least to see your Father Confession 3 times. At the beginning, at the middle, and at the end. At the beginning, to discuss how to fast and to, have a plan. At the middle, to evaluate how the brain is working. And at the end, just to, yani, to learn from our experience, another evaluation, and to see why this fasting was different and why was not, and to help me in the next fast, which will be a fast. If you put something and you eat it, and after this you find out it is not, it has weight, it has some sharp milk, whatever, fast. But if you know it from before, no problem. For example, I'll tell you, all the creamer, the non-dairy creamer, has sodium caseinate, which is a milk derivative. So if you don't know, I'm telling you. So don't use it. Now you know, so you don't have an excuse. Like, if you want something alternative, I'm gonna tell you. There is two kinds. If you don't know, just come and see me after the meeting, and I'll tell you a full principle. There is two kinds, other kinds of milk you can use, and really 100% vegetarian. Either mocha mix or farm fresh. Or the other kind of milk, they come up some more rice milk. And rice milk tastes good and it's very healthy because it has vitamins as well. And you will find in Albertson. طيب بعد ما قبل ما اجاوب السؤال ده في اي سؤال related to fast؟